The bandit's first victim, Pete Rose, back in 1970 when Morgana was just 15 years old.
The score was nothing to nothing, seventh inning, and my girlfriends bet me $5 I wouldn't run out and kiss Pete Rose on the cheek, which I did. And, you know, who would have ever thought that here, you know, 50-something players later, and I've done a lot of NBA this past season or two, and then even gotten into some hockey, and I don't even skate, and I've done about a dozen. So I've never lost my footing. I guess it comes from all the years jumping fences and out and running the police at the Major League Baseball fields, you know, where they arrest me. That's the only sport that's ever arrested me is Major League Baseball.
As Morgana's notoriety has increased over the years, you might think today's teams would look the other way, enjoy the publicity, and politely escort her from the field when she's through. But not so. Morgana says at her unscheduled major league appearances, it's a 70% chance that she'll wind up in jail.
They didn't arrest me like my first dozen or so players. They didn't. They let me go home like they do the drunks. Drunks go out on the field all the time. They'll tell them they have to leave the stadium. They get to go home. But once it seemed that the fans would yell, "Yay, Morgana," and we really made a fun event out of it. I don't know why it would be that way. You think it'd be the opposite, like you said, Bill. But once I became known as the kissing man, it seems like that's when the front office said, "Well, we can't allow that. She's not a guy, and she's not wearing a hairy outfit." You know, I mean, you're only allowed out there if you've got on a green thing with a long nose or a chicken outfit, I think.
Morgana says many times the police want to let her go, and will after several autographs and pictures are taken. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Toronto have let her slide. Other cities can't take a joke.
But I've actually heard the police say, "Do we have to?" The fans like it so much, and the police will apologize. But if someone presses charges, into the handcuffs you go, fingerprint, mugshot. And in Houston, Texas, when I kissed Nolan Ryan and Dickie Thon, it was my only double play in my history of baseball. The prosecutor there said I was going to serve a year in prison and pay a $5,000 fine, and he was determined. I mean, that was kind of a spooky case to actually go to prison for kissing someone on the cheek. You know, talk about liberty and justice, you know what I'm saying? But I won the case, thankfully.
Obviously, Morgana attracts attention for her measurements at 60, 23, and 39, and she's been featured in Playboy magazine several times, though she says just as many ladies as men line up for autographs.
But ladies get such a kick out of this, as I was telling one gentleman. I said, "We ladies are truly not all jealous of each other like you read in Cosmo or whatever we're supposed to be." I think, unfortunately, when we become an adult, sometimes we think we're not allowed to have that fun. We can't have that kid in us. So I'm living out that Dennis the Menace, that little bit of kid that's truly in all of us. We have to sometimes hide it because we're supposed to. But I think not only do the guys like to see me out there because they like to watch me run. Let's be honest, they don't care who I kiss. They just like to watch me run. But the ladies get such a kick. They say, "Isn't she cute out there?" And I just kiss on the cheek. It's completely harmless. I mean, grandmothers kiss on the cheek, you know.
Every Morgana target reacts differently after being nailed. Outfielder Fred Lynn, then of the California Angels, said he struck out because, he explained, the baseball looked like a pencil dot after watching Morgana run towards him. And basketball coach Frank Layden fainted a heart attack in front of the Utah Jazz bench.
And I didn't know till I got back off the basketball court there and looked back, the man was laying there on his back. I thought, if I go to jail for kissing in baseball, I guess they're going to give me the chair for killing in basketball. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was on his farewell tour, and I gave him a kiss, and then he stood back up after I kissed him on the cheek, and he rubbed his head like he really thought my kiss was going to grow hair. I said, "Hey, I may have something here."
Even though she may not be welcome everywhere, Morgana won't be intimidated.
People say, "What does it take to be a kissing bandit? A sense of humor, a lot of guts, an ink pen, a tube of lipstick, and some money in your tennis shoe because you're going to jail." So the guts, no, there's no place that I won't go back to.
You may be surprised to know Morgana is part owner of baseball's Class A Utica Blue Sox and does a musical comedy stand-up routine around the country. The registered Republican from Louisville has been married for 14 years. Her goal is to peck a player of every 26 Major League Baseball teams, plus two when expansion is granted in a couple years.
But there's all sides to Morgana. Like I say, I might look sexy to some people, but I'm really a comedian at heart. You can't help your physical attributes. That's like if you're extra tall doesn't mean you're a basketball player. Just because I'm extra tall in the chess department doesn't mean I think I'm a sex symbol. You know, I'm just having fun. Since I figure I'll be kissing ball players till I'm at least Max Pacton's age, which he's about 80, so that gives me a good 50 years, or till I only have one tooth like Max Pacton, so that gives me at least 31 more teeth, I'll probably, you know, get them all at least once, that's for sure. A kissing bandit never dies. We just kiss away.